But something tells me our listener might be thinking about more than just a typical tourist trip. What if they want to, dive a little deeper and stay longer, really get to know Kenya?
I think that's where things get really exciting. The ETA is perfect for those shorter trips. But if you're ready for something more, Kenya's got all these other visa options for people who are ready to, make a bigger commitment, whether it's for work or studying or volunteering or even living there long term.
Oh, okay. Now I'm really interested. What's the deal with these other visas? Does the website give us any details about that?
They definitely touch on it, though their focus is obviously on the ETA process.
Right.
But they do give you a few clues about where to look. For example, they mention work permits, which are a must-have if you want to work in Kenya.
Yeah, of course. You can't just show up and expect to get a job without the right paperwork. But let's say our listener is super ambitious and wants to use their skills in Kenya. What would they have to do to get that work permit?
Well, it's not quite as simple as applying online like the ETA. Work permits usually need you to have a sponsor, which means you need a job offer from a Kenyan employer before you can even begin the process. And there might be even more requirements depending on what your job is, your qualifications, and the industry you're going into.
Okay, so a few more hurdles to jump through.
Yeah.
But hey, for the right opportunity, it could be worth it.
Oh, definitely.
What about studying in Kenya? I imagine there's a whole separate visa for that.
Absolutely. If you're thinking about studying at a Kenyan university or maybe just taking a short course, you'd need a student visa. And how you get one depends on how long your program is, what school you're going to, and your home country.
Okay, so lots of variables there. But studying in Kenya, wow, that would be an incredible experience. Imagine immersing yourself in the culture, meeting people from all over the world, getting a totally new perspective.
I mean, it's an amazing way to connect with the country on a much deeper level.
For sure. And we can't forget about volunteering. Kenya offers special visas for people who want to, give back and make a difference, whether it's working with wildlife conservation, helping with community development, or even teaching English in rural schools.
Right.
That's really inspiring. Volunteering is such a powerful way to experience a place and really connect with people. Does the website give any advice on how to actually get a volunteer visa?
They mention it briefly. They basically say that if you're planning on volunteering for a longer period, you should contact the Kenyan embassy or consulate in your home country directly. They'll be able to give you the most up-to-date information and help you figure out the specifics for your situation.
That makes sense. When it comes to visas, it's always best to go right to the source for the most accurate info. But here's a question. What if our listener completely falls in love with Kenya and decides they want to live there permanently? Is that even an option?
It is. Kenya has residency options, but usually those are for people with strong ties to the country, maybe through investment or marriage, or by having special skills that would benefit Kenya's economy.
So it's not as simple as just packing your bags and moving there.
Not quite.
But it is possible for someone who's truly committed to making Kenya their home.
Exactly. And I think it just shows that Kenya is open to welcoming people from all over, whether it's for a short visit or to study or work, or even to put down roots and make a life there.
That's so cool. Well, we've covered so much in this deep dive. We've gone from all the ins and outs of the ETA system to all those other exciting visa options. Before we go, any final words of advice for our listener as they start planning their Kenyan adventure?
Don't be afraid to think big. Whether you're dreaming of an incredible safari or studying abroad or having a life-changing volunteer experience, Kenya truly has something for everyone. So do your research, choose the visa that works for your goals, and most importantly, get ready for an amazing adventure.
That's perfect. And remember, everyone, this isn't the end of your journey. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep that dream of Kenya alive. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll all run into each other on the savannah sharing stories over a cup of chai. Until then, happy travel.
Yeah.